5 p.m. You're listening to Breakthrough News, and this is The Punch Out. We're following the news all day so you don't have to, giving you everything you need to know about what's in the headlines and what should be. And on today's episode of The Punch Out, we're talking about worldwide protest aimed at France's president and some of his actions, some questionable political choices from Lil Wayne and what that all really means. Also talking about election chaos all over the place, on campus, in Minnesota, all over the United States. But first and foremost, just want to shout out everybody who listened to The Punch Out this week. Of course, it's Friday, Monday through Friday. We are on every week, but this is our first week. So I want to give a special shout out to all of our listeners and everyone who's been supporting and sharing The Punch Out. Happy to be with you. And we will continue to be with you 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. But now to our stories.
America, take a good look at your beloved candidates. They're nothing but hideous space reptiles. It's true. We are aliens. But what are you going to do about it? It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
Well, if you're wondering what sort of chaos could come in the wake of the U.S. elections here, and I'll just note that sound you heard over the top of it was a Halloween sound there. In the spirit of chaos, in the spirit of haunting, shout out to The Simpsons for showing us how scary it can be to have to vote for, well, what often seem like two of the same people if you've seen that clip, and some of you may note it. But be that as it may, we're talking about the chaos that could come in the wake of the U.S. elections. This is an issue that a lot of people have been talking about, and you keep hearing about it, but somehow it seems to keep getting worse, everything you're hearing, all the different issues. So how bad could it get? Well, consider this. George Washington University, GW, if you're a DC person, you know all about that, the Colonials, just a few blocks away from the White House, sent an alert. You're going to love this. Sent an alert to its students today, recommending that they stockpile a week's worth of food, supplies, and medicine in their dorm rooms because of the possibility of intense post-election protest. How intense? Well, they're telling the students to prepare as they would for a quote-unquote hurricane or snowstorm. I mean, all right, well, that's what they're saying. Now, of course, a lot of this has the air of liability concerns around it, major middle management vibes here for sure. But it does tell you something, that the closest university to the White House is at least expecting that there's an outside chance of a hurricane level of disruption. Good news, however, I guess for the people of DC or Foggy Bottom near GW, the administration there is saying that they aren't expecting a power outage. So choose your food accordingly. And, you know, to be 100% frank, I'm making fun of GW, but it really isn't too far out there to be planning for some form of chaos, or at least thinking it's going to happen. If you've been listening to The Punch Out all week, shout out to you. And don't forget, we are on daily. You've already heard now how the Supreme Court has made all sorts of rulings about when ballots can be counted and also, or can't be counted, I should also say, and also reserving the right to change the rules after the election. Well, there's rule changes still happening, still going on, this time in Minnesota. Although this time, a little bit of a change, it's not the Supreme Court, it's a lower court. Yesterday, the 8th Circuit Court of Federal Appeals ruled that Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes, cannot count ballots received after Election Day, eliminating the week-long window voters had before. Now, just like the Supreme Court, though, they have actually stated that they could rule on this again after Election Day and actually encouraged officials to set those ballots aside just in case they change their mind. Now, this, of course, has major consequences because it means almost certainly that ballots that were cast by mail yesterday and maybe today and maybe tomorrow or Monday, if people haven't heard the story, very well may not count. So if you heard it and then you go vote in person and they later rule it did count, it's also unclear how exactly that's going to happen. Now, for those who may be listening in Minnesota, just for you to know, if you are concerned about this, you can actually ask them to spoil your ballot and go vote in person. But, you know, not everyone's going to hear all of this. So are people even maybe going to be held liable for some form of voter fraud because of this decision? Who knows? But obviously it's chaos all around. So just to recap here, we've got Minnesota, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, all states that could be key in the election, where there is essentially no idea whether or not millions of mail-in ballots will count or not. And it could actually change a couple times in the wake of the election. I just have to say, what I've been saying all week, how totally absurd this system is. Every state has different rules, and courts are just changing the rules multiple times before the election and maybe even after it. It's not only totally absurd, but the reality is it's rooted in the quote-unquote states' rights approach to governance, which, among other things, was a cornerstone of the slaveholders' view of so-called democracy, as was the Electoral College. And here we are today, 2020. With the ghosts of slavery and Jim Crow maybe determining the outcome of the election. And that was the sound of tens of thousands of people sweeping into the streets from Palestine to Pakistan and many places betwixt and between in protests against the French government's actions in the wake of two deaths linked to anger over an offensive cartoon about the Prophet Muhammad. Now, many people are reporting these protests as simply just Muslims out protesting, but I think it's worth noting that in Palestine, Muslims were joined by Christians and others in protesting Emmanuel Macron. So don't believe everything you see when this is caricatured in the media. Now, of course, in the Western media, and particularly in France, all of this is most often being presented as just these intolerant Muslims who are out here supporting brutal murders, as if this was just some sort of random set of killings that happened with no context for anything at all. Now, just to be clear, we are not endorsing the beheading of people and the murdering of people. What we saw in Nice and the beheading of the teacher, clearly not correct, not the way to address the deeper underlying issues. So just want to be clear about that for anyone who wants to, you know, accuse Breakthrough News of being bad faith. That being said, we just absolutely have to deepen the conversation here. And many people are already doing that. And yes, especially in the Muslim world, people are deeply angry at what's happening in France because of the broader context. I mean, first and foremost, this French crackdown has been beyond so-called terrorist and has really been a broad brush series of raids and arrests that's part of a broader climate of anti-Muslim sentiment that, by the way, even though you're not hearing big stories about this, led to two Muslim women being attacked in Paris. Secondly, though, because people recognize the deep roots of the Islamophobia that we're seeing in France and many places around the world. It's rooted in the years of colonialism and imperialist wars that have been behind the mass immigrant and refugee flows into France and other European countries. It's a feedback loop. France comes, or not just France, you could insert another number of other names there. They come in there, they colonize or support the destruction of various countries or put those two things together. People then flow into the metropolitan country looking for any sense of hope, of peace, of prosperity, of education, just to get away from just the terrible results of these policies. The increased flows of non-white people, sometimes not Christians, increase the level of racism and othering on a range of different ethnic and religious grounds, and on as the spiral continues. So it isn't random that these things are happening. It's the predictable outcome of a world where the United States and European countries just maraud around the world doing whatever they want with no thought of the people in the places they're going. Undoubtedly, there's going to be some blowback. As Malcolm X once said, it's just the chickens coming home to roost. Now, people don't like to hear that. They certainly didn't like to hear when Malcolm X said it about President Kennedy. They certainly don't like to hear it about now, because it means you can't only blame one individual for a terrible act like some of those we've seen in France. It means you have to indict a broader systemic state of affairs and make what for some people would be uncomfortable changes in that system. Now, while clearly the Erdogans of the world and some of these other leaders are cynically manipulating this, and they're using religion, they're using the religion of Islam in particular as a cudgel for their own, as a smokescreen for their own brutal neoliberal policies, and we have to say that as well. But just because someone is cynically using this doesn't mean that we can turn a blind eye to what's really driving the anger at Emmanuel Macron that we're seeing around the world today. Well, Lil Wayne, Weezy F Baby, That's allegedly your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Trending on Twitter last night, and unfortunately for him, maybe it was not for a hot new song, but for his endorsement of Donald Trump, who he claimed would be the best candidate for the black community. Yep, you heard that right. Weezy F Baby has endorsed Donald Trump. There's a lot that could be said here about this whole thing. I mean, if you saw it last night, you are understanding why I'm chuckling a little bit. It's a wild situation. But honestly, I think it's worth taking a step back from Lil Wayne, from 50 Cent, from all these entertainers, JD, whoever, who have been involved in the elections, and think about what this all really says. Does it have a greater context to it? Does it have a greater significance to it? And I think the answer is yes. And one notable factor to me about the whole thing is this is really the first election in some time where both parties are actually seriously competing for the black vote. Now, whether they're offering anything that can really meet the needs of the black community, which they aren't, is a totally different story. But the fact they're competing tells you something. What does it tell you? Well, it's a tangible sign of what's been happening since the eruption of the movement for black lives in Ferguson, Missouri in 2015. The black community has been becoming more politically assertive, new and much more radical forces have emerged from these street protests, and they're pushing serious conversations that are invading all parts of society. Well, invading, yeah, pervading is what I meant there. But nevertheless, about capitalism as the root cause of many of the ills facing black America, from prisons to policing to poverty. Even some of the more middle-of-the-road forces who won't go that far to critique capitalism, even some people who are basically conservative, have been stressing that the black vote can't be taken for granted and that black people need new or independent structures that can move the needle more than just being a tail to the kite of the two major parties, or maybe a better way to say it, a political pawn between the two major parties. Now, this isn't some coherent tendency. There's a lot of different people with a lot of different views, but I think it is really an important thing to remember. Trump thinks he can compete for the black vote because black people have made it clear that the votes of the majority of black people, who, by the way, are a majority working class population, can't be purely taken for granted. And at the end of the day, it's the fact that the black vote has been taken for granted that leads us into the very situation we opened the show with all these rappers getting involved. Earlier today, we talked to Dr. Jared Ball of imixwhatilike.org about all of this and more. And by the way, you can catch the whole thing if you go to Breakthrough News. We have all the links across PT Newsroom, social media. We're on YouTube. Check out the conversation with Jared Ball. But be that as it may, the issue of the black vote taken for granted is one of the things we talked about and how it resulted in what we've seen from these rappers. Here is Dr. Jared Ball.
It's easy to say we don't want, you know, our favorite or not so favorite rappers siding with these, you know, right wing politicians. But the reality is, if the so-called left wing opposition actually opposed what the right wing was doing and offered these communities something, then all of this would be moot in the first place. And we would have, you know, an improved world that didn't leave room for Trump and others to sort of snatch, you know, some of our nominal, you know, or imposed leaders.
Going to do it for us here today on the Punch Out on Friday at the end of our first week of our new daily podcast here on Breakthrough News, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the news you need to hear in 15 minutes on Spotify, on Apple Music, and on SoundCloud. Thank you for joining us here on the Punch Out in our first week, and we're looking forward to many, many more.